Jim Taylor back on the RFD Radio Network. Principal for a day. That's the story of State Representative Dan Swanson, who hails from Alpha, a farmer in that area. He was in the Mercer County School District visiting Apollo Elementary School. So what's it like being principal for a day? Do you have a new appreciation for this business?
Well, absolutely. What a great staff here, teachers, principals. It's been a great day spending and watching the kids and watching the teachers at their jobs. You can tell that the teachers are enjoy their job. Just look in their classrooms and you'll see all the great things on their walls and how relaxing and how educational the whole setting is here.
How important is it to get out in these classrooms? I know I've seen you at the nearby Sherrard School District, link some of their building and trades, which is, you know, basically a different type of student. We're talking about high school students. Here you're talking about kindergarten through fourth grade students. So a little bit about how important it is to get out and see the different dynamics of education across Western Illinois.
Well, it is important to get out here to see that. It's, as a substitute teacher myself, I tell people the longest day I spent in the classroom was substituting a kindergarten class on the 100th day. And it makes you appreciate what our teachers go through every day in teaching the children and that. And it's just an important part of the growth of our communities is in our education, and that's where it begins, is in our classroom with our students and providing a quality education. And fortunately, with the new funding bill that we've passed, we're able to provide more funding to our rural schools, and we're starting to see some more programs that we haven't been able to fund in the past. Now we're able to implement them back into the classroom. So,
are you seeing or hearing about a specific need at all today that you'll take back to Springfield with you?
Well, as we go to all the schools and talk with administrators, talk with teachers, the mental health issues, a big issue that we've got to really seriously address back in Springfield.
And that you're talking about that from an education standpoint. And I know I've talked to you about this before with you. Now, here locally within the Mercer County School District, there's been a generous individual that has stepped forward to provide some funding for a school resource officer or some other security measures. Can there be any additional resources from the state of Illinois to meet that need, or does it come down to finding an additional revenue source to meet that need?
Well, I think what we need to look at is the education process, too. The numbers just are not coming through our schools to meet the demand, whether it's a mental health issue within a county health department or within the prison or within our local schools. We're not getting the throughput. And some of the licensing issues we need to address, too, of the difference between a counselor and a mental health professional, too.
All right. Let's talk about fall veto session, which will be coming up after the election. What do you look for from that session?
Well, I understand, talking with the staff, the governor's vetoed 77 bills. And I tell people, too, the most likely reason he vetoed them, and most common, that they're bad bills. But we might have spent hours, 2-3 hours debating that bill on the floor. So we go back through that whole process once again of resurrecting the debate. We're there the 13th, 14th, 15th, and again the 27th, 28th, 29th of November. And I personally have a bill the governor vetoed that has a local interest here, the Lyme bill. And we'll have to see where that goes.
Yeah, can you elaborate a little bit on that measure?
Sure. The Lyme bill that I worked with Jennifer Russell and her daughter Lauren Russell has basically two parts. One part includes awareness and education of the public in our medical field. The second part gave doctors the opportunity to treat outside CDC protocols in treating Lyme. And the governor was okay with the first part of the bill on the education side, but he vetoed the medical side. And very disappointed in that veto.
And then as far as that being your measure, is there any of the other 77 vetoed bills that you feel that I'm on the side and I want to override that veto?
We'll have to look at them each individually. 77 bills, I haven't seen the complete list yet. I just personally know my bill is one of those 77. So
I forget what the number was. I know we're talking to you I think officially, as we're recording this interview, 6 days before the general election for Illinois governor. How do downstate Illinois residents, how can they comprehend the amount of money that's been spent on this race? And what does that mean, I guess, if you understand my question? How can we in Western Illinois relate to that type of money for this type of race?
Yeah, I really understand your question. It's the answer I don't know how to come up with. You know, it's ridiculous amounts of money. Ridiculous amounts of money. So it belongs to each one of them personally. It's their own personal wealth that they're using and spreading across the state of Illinois. But my gosh, when I look at where else that money could have been spent, and it's just ridiculous to spend $161 million for a job that's going to pay $100,000 or less. I'm not sure what the governor makes, but my gosh, it's just ridiculous. And for us downstate here, I can't comprehend. I know to the north of us in Rock Island County, the Rock Island Democrats have received quite a bit of that wealth. I know there's a lot of my great colleagues I work on the House floor that a lot of that money is being used against them, and they've been great colleagues, and it's a tough time here.
Good to see you, Dan Swanson. Thanks for coming out and being a principal for today at a rural school in Aledo, Illinois.
Well, thank you. I was at Matherville last spring. I'm going to be in Galva tomorrow. I'm going to be a principal at a high school there, so looking forward to those challenges, too. But always great seeing you.
Dan Swanson with us on the RFD Radio Network.